they're not going to stop us. They can't stop us. We're in our rights.
On October 10th, 1966, Ralph Ortez, here in London for the Diaz Destruction and Art Symposium, performed his Piano Destruction Concerto No. 2 in D Major. Mr. Ortez, a sculptor and painter, one of the major forces in a recently publicized Destruction and Art movement, presented his works to a private audience in the home of Mr. Jay Landsman. It's not often the audience has the opportunity to listen in behind the scenes as a concert is being set up. So we begin with a rare insight into a pre-concert discussion with Mr. Ortez, Mr. and Mrs. Landsman, Michael Lerner, and myself, Tom Lopez, and members of the audience discussing whether the piano should be destroyed outside in the street or downstairs in the basement. you destroy a piano or a chair or something, do you see it as a living thing? See the living thing in it that you want to bring out of it as a work of art?
I see the piano as a structure that is the most repressive imposition on my instinctual life. In my attempt to realize the possible noises that can come out of my relationship with this thing, for me it's to break down its authoritarianness, you know, its repressiveness. The fact that its structure will not allow me to realize these aggressive and destructive instincts because it is so absolute in its structure, that isn't enough for me to come to terms with and to destroy. And in the process, I release the piano from its deterministic, you know, framework. To release the piano, to finally get to the woodenness of the piano, get to the wireness of the piano. Essential mixture of all things, of cotton and wire and string and wood, the chair. Symbols in themselves, which finally form the chair. Getting involved in the idea of destroying the chairness of the chair. Since when I destroy something, it has to have meaning to me. I prefer destroying furniture that I have lived with. The fact fact that the objects are precious is part of the tension that's essential. Getting involved in the idea of destroying the chairness of the chair. Destruction is one of the areas that we are most ignorant about. It's like when Freud started talking about the sexual instinct. It's like today we're talking about the destructive instinct, the aggressive instinct, and we get the same kind of Victorian, you know, this kind of Puritanism. It's like when Freud started talking about the sexual instinct, you know? It's like today, we're talking about the destructive instinct, the aggressive instinct, and we get the same kind of Victorian, you know, this kind of Puritanism. The essential thing here is that it works with the violence, which is an inherent part of the particular stage in evolution we're in. In other words, we are violent. And we don't understand our violence range. We've never experienced. We've never learned to deal with it in a way that serves the survival of this. we're violent. That means that we do have to have these kind of rituals in order to really, like, come to grips with it and then be able to then use it. it's finished. That's it. It just has to be hung from a wall. I just have to sign it and put the date on it.